Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Guadalupe squares, ringtones, and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Welcome to 2021 search for the next musical master. We call this Pladio KUPD. Welcome, welcome everyone, welcome indeed. As we search through many of the local bands to find the next great Mozart or whomever, play our serenade in G major, of course.
Are you ready, Brett?
I was before I came in until you played that one from a couple years ago. And then I was
By the way, I discovered something with that. As we get to the Pladio stuff, hang on a second. I got to find all my buttons. There it is. They went. Toledo has very nicely added in a few things. I've noticed something that this sound from Fausti. If I add in Movie Monster Godzilla, there's no difference to the note. Listen carefully. I'm searching.
It actually helped.
Godzilla might be a better singer.
I think so.
Anyway.
Sorry. Back to the refined movement that is Pladio. Up first in Pladio 2021. Now, here's how they get we're giving them $1,000 this year to do with whatever they
win. The
winner. The winner. Only the winner. Second place through 30th place, you all get nothing. You start today the exact same way you're going to end Pladio, with nothing at all. You're done. But the winner will get $1,000. Normally, we have studio time. We can't do that because you might kill them with COVID. We can't be responsible for sending you to a place, because if that place gives you COVID, then we end up... No! You get money. And that's nice for most bands, because it'll double their annual income from this band, usually, with an extra grand in their pocket at the end of the night. Bone Cookie is first. I got to take off my little thing here. And when we don't like it anymore, you're going to hear a couple of things. Now, when Brett doesn't like it, it's going to sound like this in the middle of the song.
Fuck that, I'll say it again. What the fuck is there to think about?
I'm going to go with the Better Call Saul.
I don't care about it!
And right now, Brady, I don't have one ready for you, but you've got one coming. You're still just gone.
Go to town!
Go to town. For no reason, you'll just say that. All right, here we go. Bone Cookie is first. And they have emailed us a note that says, "Hey guys, it's been a while. Hope all is well. We are Bone Cookie. We are submitting... Devolution, a song about getting over hard times in life, produced by Jeremy Parker. We hope you like it. I do curse one time in the beginning. Assumed
I got it.
All right. Of the song. If this is a problem, I'd be happy to send a different one. No need, Bart. We've got it covered. And we're ready to go with the very first song for Pladio to be judged accordingly. If you'd like to judge along with us.
Bart also sent a new email at 4:10 this morning, apparently knowing that they were going to go first.
Lyrics? What do I need this for? Oh, I see. This is their band. Sterling Hambrick, Ryan Perkins, Kurt Clausen, Mickey Reblini III.
There's been
three Mickey Reblinis, or Mikey, I guess. The song, this is a different song all the way around.
Did it not print out the right one?
I've got 1,000 of them. You've printed out everything but what I need.
All right.
Please.
There it is.
A little hiccup in the beginning of Pladio this year.
More? I just read a bunch about them.
He sent it at 4:10. You judge if you want to read it.
He's excited. He didn't want to miss his first chance here.
I think they sent us some Bone Cookie shirts.
Oh, I've had them. They got great shirts. Yeah. A rock band that still believes that crunchy guitars, soaring harmonies, tasty hooks, and hilarious lyrics matter more than ever in these crazy tough times. It's time to have fun again. We think everyone deserves it. Come on, laughs are on us. Thanks again for all you do. Bart of Bone Cookie. The song is called Devolution.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, I like it so far. Devolution has a cool beginning. It's only 2 minutes and 46 seconds also, which is
always good.
That's good, too. Yeah. I remember when Bone Cookie played live, I'm like, the one thing I like about you guys, you're not up there very long. That made me happy. Let's go. First one, if you want to play along, 979, what is our number? 97936. Yeah, I got a lot in front of me. 97936, you can text, you can Facebook, we'll pay attention to that, or you can call us, 602-585-9800, and we'll pick up the phones here and there about songs that we want to hear from you about.
So I have to give them 60 seconds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I mean, personally, no. But for the contest's sake, we can't start buzzing until... it's almost more insulting that right at the 60-second mark, you're like... You do.
I'm out.
All right. You do your...
Fuck that. I'll say it again. What the fuck is there to think about?
I mean, once that happens, the band's pretty much going to be like, oh, that means we had to tolerate you for 60 seconds. Bone Cookie, everybody. Play-Doh is starting now. Special. There you go. That is Bone Cookie's song, and they made it all the way through. First off, good job, Bone Cookie, for not getting buzzed right off the bat. Brady, I start with you. Scoring for Bone Cookie before we go to the people.
Well, I can't remember the in the previous. I think this is the best kickoff song that we've had to start.
We've had some good kickoffs. There's been times when the first band's like almost won the whole thing.
I just remember that. Maybe it's the...
I understand why you would try to blank it.
Pretty solid. Right off the, I'm giving it a 7.5.
All right. Oh, I hate this. I forgot about that. You and your half, your point.
Oh, we can do that?
I prefer
all
if
right,
you didn't.
All right, I won't.
Good. See, someone who pays attention around here. What do you got, Bert?
I'm going to go 7. You know, was it the greatest thing I ever heard? No, but it's just a poppy song. It's not something normally KUPD would probably do, but it's a good catchy poppy tune.
Two things that are not my favorite things about this. Toledo's template for the scoring system, he still has Eric on there. He didn't even write it.
I don't know where. Just
scratch it out.
Don't know where Bert's score goes.
Well, you just got to scratch the one guy who's not scoring and write Bert. I got my buddy Reggie said, wow, kinder, gentler Play-Doh this year to kick it off.
It was.
And Reggie said, you guys let that go? Jesus. Life's harder when you listen to that song. Nick the Beard says, sounds like they should be on the Empire Records soundtrack.
That's actually kind of a good call. I'm not going to argue that.
Jay Gutentag has emailed in.
All right.
With a simple subject of, chorus sucks, devolution, revolution, I get it.
Jay, cutting to the chase. By the way, Brady, Jay's new, your new drop for when songs are bad.
Now.
Sorry, I'm going to load that up over here. Get that there. This. Let's make sure that works.
Now.
That'll be your drop. That's when you want it out. I wrote down, this sounds like Machine Gun Kelly on Ambien.
That's a solid point.
So I'm pretty sure we've got ourselves kind of a, a pop band. It's more for, we should send it to America's Favorite Morning Show that's not on in the mornings over there at the Mo. And then they'll do, posters and all sorts of stuff as Mo will play this. That's a good, theme for an alt station. Not bad, though. I'll give it a 7 because it's, well-produced, put together nicely.
Yeah.
Can it win? Maybe. I don't know. All right. Are you ready for the next one, gentlemen?
Yes.
Did anybody say anything interesting on the text about that bone cookie? Okay.
Not kind.
Nothing. Really? It was kind of a mean. What's the response? Let's see. People weren't really happy with it.
Ace one. What? Never mind.
This guy says a late 90s vibe. Dig that, though. Vader McMahon says, Chancellor, come on. Signed Vader.
Sounds a little Goo Goo Dolls to me.
It's got a whole bunch of that in it. Did they do another not a teenage movie again? And did they take that's what most people think.
Usually every one of them is about a movie soundtrack.
Yeah, it sounded very much like credit should
Where's Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah, that was last year.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Zach
is.
Morris.
Oh, with the Saved by the Bell thing coming back, maybe it's got a little of that.
The reunion.
Right. Todd messaged and says, they're good at what they do. I just hate what they do.
Yeah, that's going to be a common thread. All right, the next one, they didn't give us anything. We have
nothing.
Nothings. So it's called Moons, Birds, and Monsters, and the song is called Passive Activism. All right, Passive Activism for band number 2, Moons, Birds, and Monsters. Let's see what they've got. It's Play-Doh, 98 KUPD. Knocked that one out. Moons, Birds, and Monsters. Brett, why did you knock out Moons, Birds, and Monsters so quickly?
I thought the production wasn't that up to par.
It's not what you said off the air.
Well, I said it sucked, but but I think I used another word. But in this day and age of home recording and stuff, I've heard tons of stuff where the drums actually don't sound tinny, doesn't sound like a bad MP3. The song just didn't do it for me. It was was it terrible? No. Was it good? No.
Yeah, kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's what they're going for, but when the vocal kicked in, I kind of chuckled, and I don't think that's what they wanted the effect
to
have.
Yeah, bands don't like that when they put their heart and soul into something and the audience starts giggling. Like, that wasn't funny. That's my life,
little,
man.
Spinal Tap vibe to me for some reason.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. Sean Phil's text and says, if Disturbed made a Jack Black song. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's kind of got that. It's got a jazzy thing to it, though. I remember them from before.
Okay, did Zoltan hire Alice Cooper? What's going on with this one?
Sounds like Zach Wilde joined Dandar.
That's a good one. Moons, Birds, and Monsters. Give it a 5.
Brady? I'm with you, 5.
I'm a 5, too.
It's a 5 also. All right. Yeah. Just, I think the thing is, and this is what I got into a few years ago in trips, like, you guys always talk about, like, the production and the hook. What about it was just a crap song?
I'm sure we'll get one of those.
Well, I think we just did. you know, I just don't think it was a very good song. It was okay. And again, you can hear it. They're really good musicians. And they want to show you that at every turn. And it just did, the song didn't have any guts. Plus, the production makes it sound like a worse song than it might actually be. It was a mess. All right. The Greeks. Segtikos.
Oh.
Segtikos is upon us. Huh?
Opa.
Segtikos. The song. It's called Mouth to the Shelf. Hi there. We're a metal band out of Phoenix, Arizona with roots from Long Island, New York. All right.
Long Island.
For fans of Pantera, Fear Factory, Alice in Chains, Queens of the Stone Age, Metallica, Slayer, Meshuggah, and Lamb of God.
Right.
And setting the bar kind of high, boys. Attaches our song Mouth to the Shelf, which is currently our unreleased second single. So how's it?
I forgot about the first one already.
Guys, it's not. You can't say it's your second single if your first one did nothing. Just why are you telling us that the first one was a failure? Just say this is our first released single. Thank you for your consideration. Sagtikos. Sagtikos. It's a Greek restaurant. Sagtikos. First off, I think you got to change your name.
Definitely.
Sagtikos. Unless it's one of your guys' names like Bon Jovi, but it's not working. All right, here we go. Mouth to the Shelf. These guys are going to throw it at you a little harder, I hope. Here we go. What do you got?
It's maybe it's named after the Sagtikos Manor, historical house in Bay Shore, Long Island.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be able to pronounce that.
Yeah. Sagtikos. And nobody cares about Long Island, except people from Long Island. All right, here we go. It's Mouth to the Shelf. It's 98 KUP. These guys are coming at you.
Again, what the fuck is there to think about? Right.
So emphatic.
It's gonna take me a minute to get used to that. Sagtikos, Bert, I start with you.
It started out good and kind of like I was kind of along the same lines as like Toledo mentioned in between songs. Like it went from the growly, you know, vocals kind of Wayne Staticky type, and then just went into like some.
What the middle?
Kind of
what was that
melodic,
other song?
Yeah. And it almost seemed like the song, changed.
Yeah, forget that song. Here's
it almost seemed like a different song.
In the middle of this song, we're going to release our third unreleased song.
And I get it. Like Fear Factory does that. They do the screamy thing and then kind of go melodic. But this was but just
this was just a different song.
Yeah,
it went off the rails.
Just trying to do too much.
Yeah,
I think they got potential. I just don't think that's
that song went off the rails. We're in that bad song thing again. Because at first I'm kind of like, all right, I don't even like this kind of screamy stuff that much, and this is not bad. Like, I was listening to Parkway Drive riding my bike yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that I can get into. Like, that's, like, melodic.
Yeah.
But this one just took a turn on me. Like that lady trying to park that really expensive Porsche earlier. All of a sudden, it's like, we're parking. Seems a- and then we're off the rails. We're driving on top of other cars.
Yes.
Brady, same?
Oh, it's messy.
Yeah. What do you think?
A four.
Ooh, Brady's going low. Bert?
I'm going to give him a six. I think there was potential, but okay. The song is just... Yeah.
I'll sit in between you. Five. Ugh. There's potential for all of them.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Well, no, that's not true.
Well, that one...
You're leaving hope.
Yeah, you're right. What are you going to do? All right. Paper Foxes, Tarot Blood, and Evil Saints are coming up in just moments. And those are our three in line and ready to go after the break. When we come back, we're playing a little more Play-Doh music for you. Toledo, I got to have you... I forgot to bang out all the stuff. Never mind. I got it.
Okay.
Stay put.
All right. Don't know what you're talking about.
Stay put, kids. Okay. Just lift your feet while Dad vacuums.
All right.
727. Play-Doh continues in just moments. Paper Fox is your next.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
All right. Off we go for another round of Play-Doh. The second wave now coming your way. You're on the Blue Danube. It's 7:36. I just realized I sounded like Fraser there. Hello, Seattle. We're listening. Paper Foxes is coming up now. Got a lot of good emails from people who said, how in the world do you get kicked out of Long Island for being too rackety and noisy? Way to go, Sagatos. Starts great, and then the rest of the band went mouth to shelf. By shelf, I mean Wang.
I thought we were supposed to be the dicks.
Oh, no, people are evil. I don't like reading some of these things, but...
It's constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's
we'll
not what this is.
That
no,
oh,
that's
no?
The opposite of that, no. Sagtico, start strong, and then went down the toilet faster than a bad burrito. It's people. I understand you guys have to listen for 1 minute, but dude, we were all suffering from the start. Give us a break on a couple of them. All right, Jay Gutentag's jumping ahead. Please, no jumping ahead at home. She's like, I listened to Paper Foxes online, man. Yuck. Wrong station and planet. My God, don't even play it. Anyway, here we go. Paper Foxes, you've already got somebody listening to you ahead. But hey,
you
that's another
speed the process
look,
up.
That's another click on your socials right there. That's something you didn't have before. So that's another thing. The bands, you're going to get knocked around by people because you're putting yourself out there. That's the whole goal of this. Is that people are going to now hear your stuff, which is the good thing. You're going to have people who like it and people who don't. But you're going to get clicks and get people interested. If you get three or four new fans out of this, then you get three or four new fans out of this.
Yeah, it didn't cost you anything.
Didn't
so
cost you a
it.
Penny, right? So, but if you get 1,000 people that don't like you and four new ones, you got to think of the four that liked you that didn't before. Buttholes will always exist when you put yourself on a stage and say, I'm here to entertain. Because basically the world says, what do you got? Every time you put your foot on that stage, you're saying, judge me. Oh, and these people do. All right, here we go. Paper Foxes says, hey, here's our submission for Play-Doh 2020. Paper Foxes are a new wave dance punk band out of Phoenix, recently awarded the best unsigned band in Phoenix via alternativepress.com. Wow. The song's called Dance of the Dead, and they included all sorts of stuff like photos and things. They're a young band with a danceable sound that blends sun-drenched with sinister. I don't know what that sounds like. Made up of C.J. Jacobson, Ucha Ujanya, Patro Gaston, Oliver Lemke. Oh, his dad was a second baseman for the Braves in the 90s. Remember that Mark Lemke?
Yeah.
And then Juhani Ujanya. I think I nailed that. Paper Foxes are known for their angular guitars and disco bass hooks. All right.
Angular guitars? Flying Vs?
Angular, what? Yeah. They have good angles. And the degrees on some of these guitars.
Woo!
The debut album, Popular Confessions, is a fall to the dark with polished pop overtones. It marks the band's first work with legendary producer Bob Hoag of the Flying Blanket Studios. They did the Ataris and Pollen, helped refine their now signature sound. They continue to tour their high-energy show throughout the American Southwest in preparation for album's fall release. Since 2016, a string of EPs have earned wide notoriety as well as appearances. I don't know any of the bands are talking about. All right. Paper Foxes. You ready?
Here we go, Jim.
Tony, here's some Paper Foxes. Dance of the Dead. It's Pladio. 98 KUPD.
Another reason I don't live in Ohio.
Because people like Brady let that one go. Brady was dancing around like Molly Ringworm in here.
Playing his bass.
Playing his air bass. He was air bassing the whole time. Of course, that is Paper Foxes, Dance of the Dead. This one says, great band, not right for this station. Works for KDKB, though. Bone Cookie sucked harder than four guys blowing nine guys. I think Joan Konski just won Pladio. Nice job. For the first time in my life, I'm on the same page as Jay Gutentag. What in the actual F was that? Was that supposed to be real?
John, is there a Weird Science remake I'm not aware of?
Is the Joker dancing on the stairs somewhere? What is happening? That song just made me come out of the closet and I'm not even gay. Yeah, of course Brady liked that one. I would have loved that song in eighth grade when Duran was huge. That has some...
P. Paper Fox sounds like that crappy prom band in the movies.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
John Duran Duran just called.
Yeah.
The F did you do to our music?
Simon Le Bon is pissed.
We have a friend named Chris Catero whose job it is to write songs that sound like other songs for non-copyright use for like commercials or on-air things.
Frank has a guy that does
that. You got to write songs that kind of sound like another song, and I've been a part of a couple of them. He did one that was like shipping off to Boston, Dropkick Murphys, similarity, but it wasn't the same song. You change like every sixth note or something like that. Or something like that. I don't remember what it is. But you can change, and it becomes a new song, technically. You can't get sued for playing it. That's what that sounded like to me. Like, they were doing a Duran Duran song. It was just different enough to not be, but I'm going to give them a 5. I think they're really good. It's just so dated. I mean, we make fun of bands that come out and do glam metal, and are like, come on, guys, you may be great at your instrument, but this is done. Yeah. I mean, there's no place to put
the club listening
no,
to them.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, my God. There's a gay bar, and it's 80s night. Yeah, you wouldn't be like, they're good. I think they're really good at what they do, and the song might have been great years ago. Bert?
I'm going to go 6. They sounded like a bad Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
You
hate that about that because you're...
Right.
Like, these guys are... You don't want to be told, you guys are a this,
right.
only less.
Yeah.
And...
But they sounded good. The one thing I had a problem with, it seemed like his vocals were buried in the mix. Everything else sounded, like, instrument-wise, sounded good, but he was just kind of buried.
And we should also give
maybe that was a good thing for some of you guys. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Bury some of them vocals. Bert used to work at a record company, too. Yeah. This used to be your job, go out and listen to bands and stuff, right?
Yep.
You ever break anybody good?
No. No, that's why the label's not around anymore. And not because of me.
Arrogant says they weren't for KUPD, but they were great for gay bars. BS West got a new live band. Cool little song, well polished, good musicians, just not something for the station. So I think that's their big thing. I think they're going to be too compared to other bands. And like, you know, Bear Ghost was a good Oingo Boingo a couple years ago. I think we all kind of agree, like, they've got an Oingo Boingo feel, but it made you feel good about it. That one was like, oh, I'd rather listen to Oingo Boingo. Brady?
They could localize some stuff in Arizona, like, her name is Rio Salada, and she...
Her name's Salt Rio.
Wow.
6.
Stupid. All right. The next one is called Tarot Blood.
Tarot Blood.
Bloody cards.
They didn't give us anything? We got nothing from Tarot. Nothing. All right. Let's get right to the song then. It's called Something Blue. Is that it?
I believe so.
All right. Something Blue is the song from Tarot Blood. They're next up. Again, you can fire off Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text 97936. Facebook will take it.
Got it.
Bert will grab some phones here in a little bit if they're ringing. I'm not sure we can keep up with that. But we'll try that. Tarot Blood, Something Blue, the next submission for Playdio 2020. There says it all.
It's nothing to me.
Nothing happened in that song.
I don't
Tarot Blood.
At the beginning, the intro sounded the intro sounded like it was going to go somewhere. I'm like, all right, maybe this is going to, and then all of it just laid flat the entire time. I even said, I will wait for the hook. And there was,
by the way, just got another one about Paper Fox. It says, hey, it's great, though. You guys are bashing, but Robert Smith bought all of his kids' instruments, and they sound okay to me. The Cure. Well, how do they spell something blue? Something B-L-E-W?
Yeah.
I think the vocalist would be really good at something blue. He could blue me first. Send me his number. All right. People are not being nice. Feels like I just got a colonoscopy, wide awake, no loop.
It's tough to hear almost, like, depressing songs.
Yeah. I Have a Mangina is the name of that song, right? Is that
wow.
right?
Yeah.
Man. Wow. It's brutal. I'm going to give Paper or Tarot Blood a 4.
4.
3.
Wow. Brett hated that.
It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's my beef just, with it. It's and we gave it a minute and extra 20. You guys checked out pretty much right away. And I'm like, there has to be a hook. And then it just kept going with that thing. Yeah. There's no catch.
John, believe you have to do a disclaimer now because that is music to slit your wrist. Please give out the number to the suicide hotline.
I will not go that far. Some people may enjoy it. You can go to their site, Tarot Blood. Off to a rather poor start. We're not doing
that. I'm not going to read this one. I can't.
Why?
Doubtful his blowjob would be any good. This was horrid.
Why is that? Read it, but I'm
why
read
is
it.
That your gauge for good music? I like this band, but I bet you the lead singer is terrible.
I didn't say it. It wasn't me.
By the way, have you seen the commercial where Denny Hamlin from NASCAR gets out of his car and the little girl goes, "Hey, I get blowjobs or BJs? Can I get BJs?" And I had to pause and rewind. She says, "I like your PJs."
Yeah.
But it sounds like she says, I get BJs. And then they drive off and Hamlin's like, yep, see ya. I'm like, what in the world was that?
He was all bent out of shape.
Was he?
BJs.
Oh, was he? I was
get BJs.
I was bent out of shape. It was a.
You want to take a phone on that one?
Yeah, why not? Let's grab somebody on the line there and say, hi there, who's this?
This would be Jamie.
Jamie, go right ahead. What are your feelings so far about Playdium?
So far it's whiny.
A little whiny. Yeah, I'm
like,
with you.
What happened to music?
Yeah, I'm with you that maybe
it's been a tough year.
Palladio has made us all a little depressed. That's it. Have you had a favorite yet or anything that stands out?
No.
You cutting the grass?
I'm at work and someone's getting their grass cut across the street.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, thanks, Jamie. That was great.
But I do have a recommendation for the play thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm like a quarter way through my coffee, all right?
I understand. It's early. Go ahead.
No, there's a local artist that just released a song.
Oh, no. We're not talking about
it. You don't get a one-up.
You don't get to one-up. If the local artist that just released a song isn't involved in it, then they didn't play along. They don't get free press. We're not pushing somebody who didn't participate. It's great. Good. There's tons of local artists.
Yeah.
You can sit and say you're better than all these people, but one thing I'll give every one of them, they had the courage to enter.
Yeah, good, bad, or otherwise. Yeah,
exactly.
They had the balls.
They had the nuts to do it. And that said, my 10-year-old just choked on French toast and said his first cuss word. What the F was this, Dad?
That's raising your kids right.
The more you listen to this show, the more your kids are going to say that to you. All right. Evil Saints is next. I think Evil Saints has been with us before, no?
No.
No? God, I keep thinking that. Well, let me have it. Evil Saints is right here. Song's called...
Guarantee this is going to be a peppy song.
You like this one. Evil, Olga.
Evil Saints.
I bet you it is pretty good. Olga, please. Evil Saints is a thrash metal, death metal band from Fahonix, Arizona, formed by members from past Playdio alums, the Flowers. Evil Saints was inspired by Behemoth, Deafhaven, Baroness, Melvins, Mastodon, The Sword, as well as Thrash God, Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax. The song is called Olga. It's an 80s thrash metal meets black metal inspired song full of heavy riffs, erupting vocals, powerful and heavy drums connected with intense bass lines. Olga is a classic revenge story inspired by Olga of Kiev, or Kiev. A saint who avenged her husband's death by burning and burying people alive. She also collected all the birds from a rival village, tied flaming sulfur to their feet, and let them fly back to their homes. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and thanks for playing Evil Saints.
This sounds like it's a Marcus band.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
I don't see a picture of them. I haven't seen it. It's attached, but I imagine they're a bunch of thick dudes.
It's two dudes.
One of them, that is two dudes. One is definitely taking up the evil part. Hoods are evil, evidently. I don't like the hoodies, yeah. Right? All right, Evil Saints. Pladio number 6 on this one. You can vote online when it's all over. We're just going to have a big vote-off. We'll put our top 5 in there, and you guys can vote like crazy. We'll find out. Is Evil Saints one of the top 5? This is Olga. It's Pladio, 98 KUPD. Through our 6th band for Pladio. So
I started to coax the horse a little bit.
Yeah, started to get him going. Evil Saints. Bert, what's your problem with Evil Saints?
Again, it's another one where it started out strong. I was like, oh, this is kind of promising. All right, here we go. But then it just kept repetitive. It
kept being boring.
It was like a Rihanna song, just repetitive. Just
they're going to
love
hearing
continuing.
That. Oh, they're going to love hearing that. Yeah.
It's not the worst I've heard, though.
Jay Gutentag says, I like it, man. I like Evil Saints, man. And Key Custer says, ooh, edgy name. Look at me. Oxymoron like Jumbo Shrimp. Evil Saints. They're the first band with decent instruments, though.
It was. I was looking for a little more out of the vocals, especially when they sold it. Yeah.
Well, that's what Brian Shrum says. Erupting vocal. Sounds like he's singing with a mouthful of pillow. We all know what's happening there. Stop it. Sounds like Death Clock. Essentially, that song had two intros and no meat.
Stop saying you're inspired by different bands when you suck. I'm inspired by Picasso, but I draw like an autistic 4-year-old after getting out of a hot tub with Father Dale. Thank you, Leland.
It's the hot tub. He's nervous, you see. I'm inspired artistically by Michael J. Fox, so I have a low bar.
5.
All right. Brady goes 5.
5.
I'm going to go with a 4 on that one. I thought the production was kind of bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded real muddy. But, you know, what are you going to do? Again, we go back to the fact that it just wasn't that great a song. Man, I'm already starting to get a little depressed. Normally, this takes the whole day. All right. Coming up, Emerald Isle. Sleep for the Week, 3 D's. Oh, I can't wait for the comments to come in on 3 D's. Hopefully they're hilarious. All right, that's it. The song's Emerald Isle. You're next. Sleep for the Week, you're coming up. 3D's your third. We're ready to go. Playdio 2020.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. With savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.